Okay, so it's fairly straightforward to calculate these dispersion relationships for the speed of light in vacuum, but it's a little bit tedious. That you see for the different Bravais lattices, you get these fairly complicated structures. And one of the things you see is that there is a correspondence between this, what's called the empty lattice approximation, where there's a constant speed of light, and a real photonic crystal. So on the right is a real photonic crystal that's FCC, and on the left is a photonic crystal that's also FCC. And this big region here corresponds to this, and then it bends over and is kind of flat here, and you see that there as well. So if you knew that you needed to calculate the dispersion curve for a photonic crystal, and you could first go get the empty lattice approximation for the right one for that Bravais lattice, and then just take this and make the lines hit the Brillouin zone boundaries at 90 degrees, and you get a pretty good approximation for a real photonic crystal. So it's possible doing this to get a pretty good idea what the dispersion curve would look like, and this is what you use to check a more complicated calculation. So if you have a long calculation, then you set the difference in the speed of light equal to zero, and you can see if you can recover this empty lattice approximation. So there's a page on the website about the empty lattice approximation, and it plots it in one dimension and for two of the five two-dimensional Bravais lattices, and then simple cubic FCC, body-centered cubic, hexagonal, and tetragonal. And if we look at here the face-centered cubic, if we look at the face-centered cubic one, it doesn't really look like the diagram I showed on the last slide. So on this last slide, there's this, and it's got this one big space in the middle, and in my other one in the middle is something else. And that's because here the symmetry points were labeled in a different order. And this is a problem with these dispersion curves, that there's a convention for what the symmetry points are called, but everybody seems to plot the symmetry points in a different order in these diagrams. And there's then a button here that says you can choose the symmetry points in a different order. So here they're listed X, U, L, gamma, X, W, K. Now if we remember that, I can do X, U, what was it, gamma L? L gamma. Gamma UWK or WUK? WUK. Okay. And it just redraws the sections for you and has to rescale the axes as well, because the distance from say gamma to X is further than gamma to L.
Let me see. Let me put X here. I don't know where W is, but I do know that for FCC the distance from gamma to X is a little bit longer than from gamma to L, and that means you get this intersection here at the Brillouin zone boundary a little bit higher at X than at L.
So you can replot these empty lattice approximations to match that longer calculation of the dispersion curves. And it's easier to rearrange this than to take the solutions where you get a matrix for every k-point and have to diagonalize the matrix for every k-point. And if you already have that solution, then it's pretty easy to rearrange the empty lattice approximation to give you what you want. And for some of the for some of them, Well,
for trigonal is working, okay. For some of them, you have to give the ratio, not just the Bravais lattice, but you have to give the ratio of the length of the unit cell. So in a tetragonal unit cell, the looks like there are two sides that are the same, A and K, but there's one long side or short side. It's just different than A. This is what the tetragonal unit cell looks like. And so here, I've got now 1.5 if I go instead to 0.5 as the ratio between A and C. I get a different looking empty lattice approximation because the distance to the Brionzo boundary would be different. So this, I should have written this as C. So for tetragonal, it's usually called AAC. And in reciprocal space, then the distances to the Brion boundaries will be pi over A, pi over A, and pi over C. And when you change then the shape of the primitive unit cell, it changes the empty lattice approximation. This is making more of these programs is a student project. So we've done it for two of the five two-dimensional Bravais lattices, and for five of the 14 three-dimensional Bravais lattices. Unfortunately, we've done it for a lot of the simple ones, because simple cubic, face-centered cubic, and body-centered cubic, there's no question about the ratio of the sides of the unit cell because they're cubic. But for hexagonal or tetragonal or orthorhombic, then for orthorhombic there are two variables you have to include, so it gets a little bit harder with the other ones. But at any rate, we have the programs that do this, and it's a matter of making a loop that loops over reciprocal lattice vectors, so there are three nested loops going in gx, gy, and gz to explore all the reciprocal lattice vectors close to g equals zero. And for every one of these, you draw a cone, and then to make the plot, you cut all these cones in a specific direction of k-space. And but there's the example that you can use to try to generate a new empty lattice approximation, an empty lattice approximation program. Okay.